all the sacrifice, handling the enormous weight of massive expectations, ends tonight here. It's over. Time to say it again, Boston. Anything's possible. Banner number 18 has been secured. The Celtics are NBA champions.
You know, I say good for them, you know, but when I compare it to the 80s, it hit different for me. You know, my son like basically cried when the Celtics won it early, you know, late last spring. So, but I was born in 1971. I grew up a big Boston fan. I can vaguely say maybe I remember the 75 World Series with the Red Sox and the Reds, but I think it's more from highlights. I can maybe say the same thing about Bucky Dent's home run. I definitely remember watching the 1980 Miracle on Ice with my dad in the basement of our house in Swampscott, Massachusetts. But my sports consciousness really came of age with Larry Bird and the Boston Celtics. And I told the story earlier, you know, we had 5 newspapers delivered to our house, and the Boston Globe was the main Boston paper. We didn't get the Herald, and we would fight over breakfast. So who got the sports section, because we were a sports crazy household. And you know, the sports section of the Globe in that era, you know, had Peter Gammons as a national, you know, writer for baseball, Lee Monfield, it had Will McDonough, it had Dan Shaughnessy and Bob Ryan on beats. I mean, it was probably the best sports section in the history of America. And Chad Finn, who's got a similar life like arc, he grew up in Maine and he's been writing for the Globe for a long time now, came out with a book. It's the Boston Globe story of the Celtics, and basically from 1946 to through the last championship. And it's phenomenal because it's really told through the articles written in the moment about that era. And he joins us now, Brian and Company. Chad, congratulations. The book is awesome. I love it.
Oh, thanks a lot. Yeah, we really do have a similar sort of history there. I'm a couple years older than you are, but you know, getting the Globe, and my dad would sometimes let me read it first until I would read everything in Gammons' column out loud to him, and then he would get mad that I spoiled it for him. So I would have to wait for the Globe after that.
I talked earlier about how, you know, I don't eschew technology, and I'm fine with it. But when you went to bed not knowing the result of a game, and the first knowledge of who won was the paper, was kind of a cool sense of anticipation that doesn't get repeated anymore.
No, it doesn't. I think a lot of things are lost just by the... A lot of things are better, obviously, but a lot of things are lost by the media culture that we have now. You know, one of them is the surprise element. I mean, even as a reporter, now when you find something out, you've got to turn it around immediately, even if it's like a little minor scoop. You know, I cover sports media. If somebody's leaving one of the jobs on the market, I got to get that out quick.
Yeah.
And back in those days, you would write your story, write your scoop up. It would be in print the next morning. You'd race out to see if the guy at the Herald had the same bit of information, you know. So,
and it impacts the writing too. I mean, I'm just looking, I've already earmarked a couple pieces, but I look at Lee Monfield's piece about Bird and Magic from June 12th of 87, and even his lead, it's like, you don't get leads like that anymore because people don't have time to think about it or try something, you know, and spitball certain things. And that's not to discredit the writers of your ilk and where you are, but it's definitely, you know, the more time you have, the better you can write. We're talking with Chad Finn. Again, the book is the Boston Globe story of the Celtics, and it has all the different articles. And I just quickly about you, did you grow up Celtics? I was like, because of Bird and Clemens, and I loved hockey because I was a hockey player. The Celtics were number one for me, and Bruins were two. And then it went Red Sox, Patriots. But were the Celtics number one for you?
Probably tied with the Red Sox. Seasonal, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whatever, what was in season, the Patriots and the Bruins certainly would have been behind them too. I was a total Bruins bandwagon jumper. You know, if they were making a playoff run, and yeah, I'd watch when they were on Channel 38 up here where I grew up, but for the most part, the Celtics and the Red Sox were the most anticipated.
Was it a wicked rabbit hole trying to figure out what to pick here? I mean, you could have spent hundreds of hours going through these articles.
I had done a similar book on the Red Sox, speaking of those two teams. And so I knew the process pretty well, which was basically sit down and list everything, list everything that happened in their history. And with the Red Sox and with the Celtics book, The Globe has been around longer than both of those franchises. The Globe had about 45 years of history before the Red Sox even came around in 1901. And Celtics are newer. They've been here in 1946 in their current form. So we knew we were going to pretty much have everything. The hard part is finding the right story once you know what you're looking for. You have to find the right feature on Bill Russell or the absolute perfect Dave Cowens profile in the early 70s when he's turning into an MVP caliber player, things like that. So just making sure you have the best of your options was probably the most challenging part.
I got a bunch of quick questions for you. We're talking with Chad Finn again from the Boston Globe, and he's got this great book out, Boston Globe Story of the Celtics, and it includes last year's championship. Who is your favorite writer not named Bob Ryan?
From the Globe?
Yeah.
You mentioned Lee Montville, and I think if you polled every Globe columnist and sports writer of the last 40, 50 years, they would say Lee Montville was the best columnist the Globe ever had, not only as a writer and stylist, but as someone who came up with really creative ideas. I think one of the best stories in the book is a piece he wrote in 1988 about the Larry Bird sculpture, and it was just kind of this sort of mystical thing about how Larry and the sculpture would never get old. You have to read it to understand it, but he had a knack for writing those kind of stories that were really inimitable. So he's right up there for me.
Yeah, that was almost fictionalized. You know, the Larry Bird, Magic Johnson thing about, you know, going down the road when they're old and that's still competing is a great one. That's the one I fixated on.
Yeah.
What was your favorite piece in the book?
Oh, boy. That Montville one's one I cite a lot. The Bird statue one, the other one you mentioned, it would be up there too. One I really liked, it doesn't really have anything to do with basketball or games or championships or anything, was a piece Alan Richman, I believe, wrote in 1977 about Dave Cowens when he had taken a respite from the Celtics and he was driving a cab in Boston. He went out and found his cab and rode around with him, kind of against the Cowens wasn't thrilled about the idea, but ended up being a fantastic column just riding around Boston with Dave Cowens on his new job. But there's a bunch of, there's some sad stories in there, Len Bias and Reggie Lewis. And I thought Jackie McMullen wrote a column the day Reggie died that was really in depth because she covered him at Northeastern. And I think that's one of the most beautiful pieces in the book, even though it's heartbreaking.
I forgot about Jackie. She's the absolute best too. In terms of players, you know, like I love Parrish after Bird, but like who do you love the most after Bird?
After Bird, because Bird is just assumed.
Yes.
My guy actually was Dennis Johnson. We grew up, like we were saying, we're roughly the same age and grew up in the same time. I used to wear all those caricature T-shirts that you'd get at TJ Maxx or whatever.
Bradley's.
Yeah, right. It'd be a six-pack and, you know, the starting five and then the sixth man or whatever. And my favorite one was DJ. It was a DJ one I wore out. I loved how he played. What Bird thought of him, everybody knows. Bird always said he was the best teammate he ever played with, best player ever played with. No better example of how those two thought the game than when Bird stole the ball against the Pistons.
Yeah.
And DJ has a presence of mind to make the cut and a really difficult layup with Joe Dumars in his face. Those two guys are on the same wavelength. And you knew if DJ was 2 for 10 and he took a shot late in the tight game that he was going to be 3 for 11, you know?
Yeah. The book is The Boston Globe Story of the Celtics, edited by Chad Finn, curated, if you will. And then the foreword by one of my favorite, not the Isaiah Thomas from Detroit, but the Isaiah Thomas, who I think got a raw deal in the NBA. It was a tough go. He should have made a lot more money, but it's a great book. I love it. And I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you in our last minute, since you are a big Red Sox fan, to just reflect a little on Luis Tion.
Yeah, that's, that was a hard one to take. You were talking about the 75 World Series. I don't remember that either. Highlights flicker in my mind that I probably saw over the years, but I remember 78. That was my first year as a baseball fan. And, that team is regarded as a choker, the 78 Sox blowing the 14.5 game lead to the Yankees. But they won eight in a row to make the playoffs and force that one game to force the one game playoff. And Louis pitched a two hit shutout on the final day of the season against the Blue Jays to get them in. And he was just guts, charisma, really fun to watch. Wonderful guy. If you ever ran into him at Fenway, you probably have a great memory about that. And, you know, I think it caught a lot of people by surprise too. Yeah. So a really hard one to swallow.
One of the distinct individuals in the sport and not just the Red Sox. Chad, congrats on the book. Good luck. I hope people buy it. It's actually, I'm going to give it straight to my son because he's going to love it. So it's a good holiday thing. And it's one of those things where you can pick it up for 10 minutes here and there and just open it up and read where you end up. It's just cool. So congrats and hope the fall treats you well.
Okay, thanks a lot, Brian. Always good talking to you.
Yeah, you too. Chad Finn.